Wisconsin has a lot of official state foods. Cheese is the state dairy product, cranberries are the state fruit, and Kringle is the state pastry. But it doesn't have a state recipe for something like chili with macaroni in it, or does it? Andrea Anderson explains.
Joanna Nelson loves macaroni and chili. Her mom, Joyce Nelson, doesn't.
Okay, we've got the onions here.
They recently made Joyce's chili recipe for lunch at their Wausau home.
Mom, you let me know if I'm doing this right. I know you like to...
Oh, that's perfect.
She kind of showed me how to do this prior, so...
And out of love, Joyce even made some macaroni for her daughter.
Okay, these are about ready to go. And what I'm going to do, since I'm not putting them in the chili because I don't like them in the chili...
But you could, if you do like pasta in your chili, yes. You could add them right in.
Joanna says she's been a fan of macaroni and chili since she had it that way as a teenager.
It wasn't until later in life that I even realized there was this divide. You know, I was a little skeptical at first when I tried it. I think I was at a friend's house, but it was delicious. It just added so much.
But Joyce isn't budging.
When I make chili, it's just chili, no noodles. I think of them as an intruder.
Joanna was so intrigued by the way people eat their chili in Wisconsin that she asked WPR's Wisconsin, is there a right way?
Wisconsin-style chili is a mild chili that has the hamburger, and I use pork. It has usually elbow macaroni, red kidney beans only, as far as I know, tomato juice it's made with, and tomato soup.
Lynn Huntley calls herself a Wisconsin grandma and someone who enjoys food and cooking. She started a food blog called Turnips to Tangerines in 2012 that highlights traditional Wisconsin recipes. Huntley has a collection of more than 300 cookbooks, mostly from Wisconsin churches and service clubs. She says the same basic Wisconsin-style chili recipe is in many of those cookbooks. Huntley says chili is warm and perfect for winter. She and her husband eat a new batch monthly between November and March.
Yeah, it is filling and it makes a big batch so you can feed your family or a crowd.
Chili may be the most versatile recipe there is. And people who promote farm-to-table efforts in Wisconsin are planning the third annual Wisconsin Chili Lunch in February on National Chili Day.
Chili is something that is pretty universal. It's a lot of vegetables and beans and sometimes meat that we cook for a long time, and it's got a lot of flavor. Because it's so flexible, it's a great way to highlight everything that we do in Wisconsin.
Vanessa Harold is farm-to-institution outreach specialist for the University of Wisconsin-Madison Center for Integrated Agriculture Systems. The Wisconsin Chili Lunch has traditionally been aimed at institutions like schools, early child care centers, and hospitals. The last time the event was held, about 50,000 bowls of chili were served.
Traditionally, we would encourage people to do it on the same day, but because of the pandemic, we're welcoming people to participate anytime in February.
Harold says they'd like people to register online for the event to access a lot of Wisconsin chili recipes, with or without macaroni noodles.
WPR's Andrea Anderson brought us that story on Wisconsin-style chili, which was produced by WPR's John Davis. The story idea came from an audience question as part of the Wisconsin Project. Submit your question and we might answer it in a future Wisconsin Life segment. Go to WPR.org/Wisconsin. Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and PBS Wisconsin in partnership with Wisconsin Humanities. Additional support comes from Lowell and Mary Peterson of Appleton. Want to make sure you catch every Wisconsin Life story? Subscribe to our podcast wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Maureen McCollum.